On October 3rd, 1995, a jury found O.J. Simpson not guilty of murder after an extraordinary 9-month criminal trial. But 16 months later, following a civil trial, O.J. was found liable for the wrongful deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. He was ordered to pay $33.5 million in damages to the families of the victims. Despite the verdict, Simpson maintains that Nicole and Ron paid for someone else's mistakes.
I think it was Jermaine, that Nicole's best friend, who she had never had an argument, but just a week or so before this, had come to me begging me, a court official, to take Nicole and the kids and get out of L.A. You know, her concern was Faye and whatever was going on.
Faye Resnick is a 41-year-old Beverly Hills socialite who was popular with a free-spirited party crowd. Resnick met Nicole in 1992, and the two women often hung out together. They were best friends, according to Bennett, but O.J. doesn't buy it.
Why would Faye Resnick, a person who knew Nicole for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years at the most, after her and I was divorced, she likes going on TV saying, oh, I met him 5 years ago. Hey, I met the Gerald Ford 5 years ago. What does that mean? You know? Yet she writes a couple of books about allegedly Nicole's life. All of these other girls will tell you that Nicole would not confide in her. She never trusted her, even though they hung out and partied together.
Faye Resnick was a party girl with a taste for expensive things, including cocaine. In fact, just a few days before the murders, Nicole and Resnick's fiancé, Christian Reichert, convinced Faye to enter the Exodus Drug Rehab Center. Simpson believes Resnick owed money to her drug suppliers, and that these debts, which Faye denies, made her and some of her friends prime targets for violence.
I've always felt that Faye Resnick, the answer is her. I mean, people always want to avoid this. This girl was in a panic about her money. She obviously owed some money. She had been doing drugs heavily. You know, originally she made some claim that she had done $30 worth of crack, cocaine, or free basin. But once we got the records from the place she went, the day that they had put her in, a few days before these murders, she had said for the last 2 months she had been doing it every day.
Resnick learned of Nicole's death while still in the treatment center. Convinced O.J. had committed the murders, she was shocked and worried. Simpson allegedly told her on more than one occasion that he would kill Nicole, and Resnick feared that knowledge could get her killed. Simpson says Faye's story just doesn't add up.
I found it interesting that she said that second week when she got lost and left the country that her life was in danger. Well, if everyone thought I had done this out of rage, I was in jail. Why would her life be in danger if I'm locked up, right? So I don't know. She, you know, for her to come to Nicole's house that week, for Christian to get her out of his house, for her to end up in Nicole's house, for her to go into rehab, and for Nicole to be dead a few days later is, I know Faye has something to do with it.
Because of Resnick's drug problems, her credibility was in doubt, and the prosecution never called her to the witness stand. But Simpson still believes Resnick's troubled past was somehow tied to the murders.
Most of the people who love Nicole, who hasn't tried to make money from these murders, who is closer to Nicole than Faye, all feel that it has something to do with what Faye was involved in and what Faye may have gotten Nicole involved in. I don't have any doubt of it.
Faye Resnick adamantly denies any connection to the murders. In the wake of the trial, she wrote two books and is currently at work on another book. O.J. Simpson remains in the Los Angeles area, and his battles with the courts continue. Simpson was successful in gaining custody of Justin and Sydney, his children with Nicole. But in the aftermath of the 1997 civil trial, the court ordered the sale of O.J.'s home and most everything else he owned to help pay the $33.5 million in damages awarded the Brown and Goldman families. Simpson is appealing that verdict. And what about the murders on June 12, 1994? To this day, O.J. Simpson insists he is an innocent man, that the killer or killers of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson remain at large. Sadly, the truth of what happened that night may never be known.
Okay.